again. Here we are. Who we are. Chances are we'll be the stars, reflections in each other's eyes, an image of where our love will rise, making up for times we lost, as Earth, Wind, and Fire once said. Welcome back to our radio podcast, where we try to cover just about anything that will help you live a better life, walk in love, peace, joy, and contentment. And so tonight, which is not usual, we don't have much to say. Tonight is going to be a time when you folks out there get a chance to think about what you really want. To look around the world, to see what type of things are happening, and to know if you want those things to continue to happen or not. And if you want them to continue to happen, what are you going to do to help them happen? And if you want them not to continue to happen, what are you going to do to help them not happen? Are you going to be active? Are you going to be partially active? Or will you bury your head in the sand, hoping that any type of negative thing that occurs will just pass you by? That is the question for the 21st century, the new millennium. I remember when we were very young, we used to watch Channel 12, the public broadcasting system, and it used to have a picture called the 21st century featured there. It showed all of the new wonders and all of the new ideas and thoughts, and it talked about these things that would be common in the 21st century. Of course, they were beautiful things. They were things that added to the wonder and the beauty of people's lives in the world and gave people a chance to have extra time to explore new things. But then came the 21st century, and instead of moving ahead, we found that we were moving backwards rapidly. And the more and more time passed, the faster we were running backwards instead of moving forward toward love and peace and justice, moving backwards to authoritarianism, backwards to hatred, not only hatred of self as expressed by lashing out towards others and carrying out horrible, dangerous behaviors that would cause oneself pain and suffering. Not only that, no. But hatred to all people. Hatred to all things, even to the very planet, as it's being destroyed through the burning of fossil fuels and the refusal to use green energy. The refusal to create electric cars that can run on the new type of batteries that they have created in China recently, the type of battery that uses sodium instead of lithium. Sodium that is very abundant on the earth, that is not toxic when you dig for it. But we're not moving in that direction. Because those in power, basically, don't mind that the earth is being destroyed. Don't mind that the people are being destroyed. They have told us a story, and we have adopted that story. And what that story is that only the fittest will survive, and only the fittest deserve to survive, and the death and pain and suffering of those who do not fit into that category are good, and the desire of the great God that they created up in the sky somewhere, who is at the top of the hierarchy of oppression. That is the 21st century we entered into. Question is, how are we going to get out of it? like everything else. First step, I think, is to free the mind. And when we can free the mind, the body will naturally follow. You see, we carry all of those thoughts, we carry all of those ideas, we carry all of that ignorance within us because we've been socialized into it. We watch movies, we watch the TV, we read books, we hear stories where the people who put all of their gifts, all of their hopes, all of their dreams into making a lot of money and becoming famous have been successful. One part of the being famous, of course, is supporting the system by making a lot of money for the big corporations. And then these people are held up to us as those people we need to look up to, that we need to worship. They're seen as being greater than we are. And we see that ourselves. And we think that by identifying with one of those people, you see, we can tap into their greatness, enjoy their fame by talking about them and what they can do, giving our power, our creativity, our ability to them by projecting it onto them and living lives of silent desperation when it comes to being alone, when it comes to going to sleep at night, when the world is quiet, and all of the friends and all of the families and the teachers and preachers and all of those people who told us who we were for so long are not there. When we do that, that quiet voice that is always there comes to us. It may not come to us in words, no. More in feelings than anything else, or images. And these feelings and images are constantly telling us that we are not where we're supposed to be. But we fight it. Maybe we start drinking, we take drugs, we party so much that we just fall asleep as soon as our head hits the pillow. We fill our lives with a lot of work, become successful, have people praise us and tell us how great we are, so we can never have to hear that voice. But the voice is still there. If we badger it enough, sometimes it will be quiet. But when we slip for that one moment, it is always there, telling us that we are not where we're supposed to be, and doing what we are supposed to do, because we are not living up to our own greatness. What can we do about that? We can just cover it over. There are a lot of things we can fill our time with now. We can watch TV 24/7. Most of the time there are more than 100 stations. Or listen to all kinds of music, the new stuff that doesn't take much talent to create. I mean, with a few machines, drum machines and synthesizers and tracks that we record that will repeat the same beat and rhythm over and over again, we can create some good songs. With auto-tune, we don't even need to know how to sing, and in the future, I guess, AI will be just copying and pasting and chugging these songs out. We won't even need to be artists to do anything again once that happens. We can fill ourselves up with the cheap tunes, the horrible movies, and the crooked, twisted stories we hear over and over again that tells us how great we are, how great our country is, how great our religion is, how great our group is. We can do that. But then something still happens at the end of the journey, when we're in that place where we're about to die, the voice gets so loud that we can't shut it out. And after we leave this body, the voice is even louder. It's not an angry voice. Not anything that puts us down. Not anything that tries to guilt trip us. It is a voice that just reminds us that what we came into this earth for has not been fulfilled, and that we have lost our way somewhere along the line. My suggestion is that every one of us, each and every one of us, work now to find ourselves, to find what brings us joy and peace in this life, to remember who we are and why we came into this world. And when we do that, you see, only when we do that, there will be struggle, yes, but there will be life, and an abundant life. Because when one lives as one authentically believes, and when one lives as one's authentic self, they are free. And freedom always brings forth joy, happiness, and love. Earth, Wind, and Fire wrote, have you ever seen a flower trying to grow in a deserty land, and then along comes a sweet spring shower just to lend a helping hand, like the love of you and I? All at once it comes alive. You brought the love. Your love is life. Well, I'm just here to say that as you came into this world, and when you came into this world, you brought the love into a dark and painful world. And your love is life. Don't hide that life. Bring it forth and let your light shine. Not like the light that dazzles or blinds, but like the soothing, warm light that allows everyone to see clearly and share in the safety of love and companionship. And that is all we have to say for this day, friends. Please pass the link around if you would like. Let other people hear this and see this and just explore their own thoughts and feelings about what's being said. You can also visit us at our website. You'll find that in the description. Until then, may your days and lives be wonderful and blessed. Namaste, everyone.